USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There were 2.9 million cases of coronavirus worldwide as of midnight Eastern, according to Johns Hopkins University researchers who are tracking them. Nearly 940,000 of them in the U.S., where there were nearly 54,000 deaths from the virus, over 17,000 in New York City. Still more and more states and cities are allowing the reopening of businesses. In northern Texas, Wichita Falls Mayor Steven Santinella says they can open there if safety precautions are followed.
This order is not forcing businesses to open. This order is allowing businesses to open. A lot of people are thinking that I'm forcing them. It's not forcing.
If you're waiting for your stimulus check because of the pandemic, IRS officials say they have sent out more than 88 million of them, worth nearly $158 billion, to try to help Americans keep the economy afloat during the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, among the dignitaries who spoke at a vigil last night for the victims of a mass shooting in Nova Scotia last weekend that killed 22 people before the shooter was killed by police.
To everyone who lost a loved one, Canada is mourning with you. To the communities that are grieving, we are here for you. You are not alone.
The mayor of Tampa Bay is apologizing to NFL quarterback Tom Brady. The former Patriots star off to a rough start with his new team, the Buccaneers, in Florida. He tried to work out at a city park a few days ago and was ordered to leave the park because of coronavirus restrictions. Mayor Jane Castor has written a letter apologizing for the park eviction, thanking Brady for being a good sport about it. She also thanked him and his wife for donating 750,000 meals to an organization called Feeding Tampa Bay. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are more and more reports that a world leader is near death or has already passed away. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Kim Jong-un is rumored to be dead, according to a Hong Kong broadcast network, while a Japanese magazine is reporting that the North Korean leader is in a vegetative state after he underwent heart surgery earlier this month. A director at a Hong Kong satellite TV station is claiming that Kim is dead, citing a very solid source. Other unconfirmed reports coming from Beijing said an operation to insert a stent went wrong because the surgeon's hands were shaking so badly.
A Michigan state lawmaker reversing track now, apologizing after wearing a face mask that many felt resembled a Confederate flag during a vote on Friday. Republican Dale Zorn took to social media yesterday to issue the apology. He denied any connection between the mask and the Confederate flag, saying that it was a mask that was made by his wife. His apology, though, has been met with a lot of scorn online, as a Change.org petition has begun demanding his resignation. And Nintendo now confirming 160,000 accounts may have been hacked this month. Players complained on social media of missing money, but the company says no credit card info was stolen. Hackers did have access to payment services, though, and were able to see personal information like birthdays and email addresses. And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.